And they also don't show this, the interconnectedness to other corporations and banks. And then those banks can lend money to these companies freely, okay? So that's really what this chart, did I press the arrow, the down arrow?
Down arrow, yeah.
That's really what this chart reflects, this research that was done by Swiss, by students, PhD students, doctoral students in Switzerland a few years ago. They finally released this. Because they're saying there's something wrong with this global economy, there's something wrong with this picture. And even people in training, in, you know, high institutes and what we might call mainstream are starting to actually question this and say this is dysfunctional. Now some of this information, what they found is that 1,300 plus what they call transnational corporations, so bigger than this brand name that we see, connectedness through the boards, through the ownerships, and then their boards of directors who actually act for them. So these people, by the way, they don't show up at the office to give out any orders. They have board directors who do that. That board director works for them, and it's protecting their identity and their anonymity and their power. But that board director sits on these many multiple boards and gives orders to the CEOs. And that's another thing that I find when I go to a march. The CEO is the bad guy. The CEO is the bad guy. The CEO is the evil guy. Guess what? The CEO reports to the board of directors. And if he doesn't do what they say, they will find somebody else to replace him. So there is a reason he does bad things. Okay, and I really want to deconstruct this a little bit. Because we tend to overgeneralize, and we lose specificity for action. So we say corporations, 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 banks. Guess what? There's more to the story. And if we don't begin to look at the pieces, we don't know operationally what we can do. If I wanted to change that chair, capitalism is another one of these words. People say, capitalism! I'm like, what do we mean by that? What do we really mean when we say that? What do you want to change? There's a lot of things we want to change. Well, look at that chair over there. If I want to change that chair to make that chair more to my liking, more comfortable for me, what do I need to change? Which pieces, which parts do I need to go to the hardware store and find a replacement for? That's what we're trying to do here, to show the parts a little more clearly. So we can say, if you really want to change that chair, the piece that's going to make the biggest impact for your comfort is this one, that one right there.
Yeah.
Go replace that piece first.